Random House Audio presents Lost and Found in Cedar Cove by Debbie Maycumber. Read for you by Lorelei King. Chapter 1. Jo Marie Rose had an advantage over most widows. Seeing that she'd lived a good portion of her adult life as a single woman, she was accustomed to taking care of herself. Still, there were times when she would have welcomed a man's help. Welcomed a man. She missed Paul dreadfully, but she'd married him knowing he was a soldier and the risk that involved. Even now, knowing what she did, she would always be grateful to have been loved by Paul Rose. Rose Harbor Inn had become her sanctuary, a safe harbor for her and for Rover, the stray dog she'd adopted. Although she'd owned the inn for only a few months, she had already compiled a long list of upgrades and changes she wished to make. Unfortunately, many of these improvements were above and beyond her limited capabilities. That was where Mark Taylor came into the picture. He was a local handyman, and if she were to describe him, the first thing that readily came to mind was prickly. To say he was a man of few words was to say a mime talked too much. Usually he answered with one or two words, as if any question she were to ask irritated him. Mr. Personality, he was not. Jo Marie was willing to put up with his gruff ways because he did a good job and at an acceptable price. The problem was that Mark had a habit of taking three times longer than necessary to finish a project. As he was keen to remind her, others had hired him too. She wasn't his only customer, and he'd finish in a reasonable amount of time. To be fair, he generally did. What Jo Marie needed, he often reminded her.